Welcome to The Debate. I'm Lee Canock. Today, we're diving into a really critical discussion about the future of U.S. federal civilian agencies and, well, how they navigate an increasingly complex technological landscape. Our central question for today's debate is this: different perspectives on why U.S. federal civilian agencies need to adopt LM and Vision to innovate, secure, and accelerate speed to mission. Now, I'll be arguing that LM and Vision isn't just, you know, an option, but really a foundational requirement for federal IT modernization, directly addressing critical mandates and, frankly, documented deficiencies across key departments.
And I'm Jesse Navarre. I'll offer maybe a contrasting perspective today. While I certainly acknowledge the impressive capabilities of platforms like LM and Vision, I want to explore the real-world complexities, you know, the existing challenges within federal IT that might influence the actual need for such a comprehensive solution. And this also extends to thinking about the most effective prioritization strategy for its adoption, which might not always be the most obvious path.
Right. And U.S. federal civilian agencies are facing an undeniable crunch. I mean, they're under immense pressure to modernize their IT infrastructure, comply with a whole deluge of mandates. You've got cloud smart initiatives, the rigorous zero trust security requirements under Executive Order 14028, the ongoing push for efficiency via FITARA, all while needing to deliver services faster and crucially more reliably to the public. So in this high stakes environment, LM and Vision as a FedRAMP moderate authorized AI-driven unified observability platform, it sort of steps in to provide that critical end-to-end visibility. It spans their incredibly complex hybrid environments, everything from legacy mainframes to multi-cloud setups like AWS GovCloud and Azure Government. This comprehensive view is what truly allows agencies to meet these diverse needs and genuinely accelerate their speed to mission.
I understand that vision. And look, it's certainly compelling on paper. However, the assertion of an absolute need for such a comprehensive platform, or, you know, its immediate blanket prioritization across all federal civilian agencies, well, that needs a more nuanced examination, I think. We have to look at the operational realities, the existing investments within these agencies. The federal landscape is just characterized by these deeply embedded legacy systems and, frankly, a sprawling array of specialized tools. Consolidating all these diverse tools and processes into a single intelligent platform isn't just a technical integration exercise, not at all. Agencies have literally decades of custom scripts, specialized monitoring solutions, and a workforce trained on and often reliant upon existing, even if fragmented, systems. It can place an enormous strain on federal IT teams that are, let's be honest, often already understaffed or stretched thin. Even with the promise of AI-driven automation down the line, it's a huge cultural and operational shift, not just, you know, deploying some new software.
But that cultural and operational shift is precisely what these mandates are driving towards, isn't it? Let's delve deeper into how LM and Vision directly addresses these critical federal directives. For IT modernization and cloud adoption, it's not just about visibility, it's about unification. It gives agencies that single pane of glass across everything, on-premises data centers, even mainframes, private cloud, and their multi-cloud environments. This is crucial for confident modernization and, well, robust cloud smart implementation. It also allows them to consolidate redundant legacy monitoring tools, which directly reduces operational and maintenance costs. That's a clear win for FITARAcles, right? Beyond that, for cybersecurity and the push for zero trust, that whole never trust, always verify security model laid out in EO 14028,
it provides real-time insight into access behavior and to policy compliance, tracking requests across those policy decision and enforcement points. Those are essentially where security rules are made and then applied across the network. It flags anomalous behavior, provides continuous discovery of assets, even uncovers shadow IT, aligning perfectly with DHS CDM goals. Its log intelligence and automated analytics help satisfy EO 14028 requirements for improved event logging and detection, really streamlining compliance for FISMA, NIST 853, and their zero trust maturity metrics. And for mandated compliance generally, It's FedRAMP moderate authorization expected mid-2025 that removes a significant procurement barrier. It encrypts federal customer data in GovCloud, supports role-based access, provides detailed audit trails for Health and Human Services, for example. It meets HIPAA security logging standards and offers immutable evidence for audits, basically providing one-click compliance views. This all contributes to operational resilience, enabling fewer disruptions to critical public services through AI-driven early warnings, proactively detecting issues before they impact the public, drastically reducing mean time to repair, and ensuring faster mission outcomes. Finally, the business case for efficiency, cost savings, and speed to mission is strong. Agencies can retire duplicate tools, centralize monitoring, and leverage that AI-driven automation to scale observability without scaling the team, freeing up highly skilled federal engineers to focus on innovation instead of constant firefighting.
That's a very comprehensive argument, and I agree. The mandates are pushing for transformation. However, many agencies, you mentioned HHS, but also Department of Interior, DOI, Department of Energy, DOE, they operate with highly decentralized or, you know, federated IT governance structures. Individual bureaus or operating divisions often maintain significant autonomy even within the same department. So while LM Envision aims to provide unified visibility, trying to impose a single comprehensive platform across such diverse and autonomous components, well, that can be met with pretty substantial organizational resistance. It risks disrupting deeply ingrained existing workflows and demands immense internal political capital, far more than just the technical implementation cost. Consider DOI, for example. Their flexible FCF2S2 contract, which is their main IT services procurement vehicle, it specifically empowers bureaus to make their own technology choices.
That could easily conflict with a top-down, centralized platform mandate. Furthermore, while LM Envision certainly helps with compliance reporting, many of the frankly damning OIG and GAO findings you cited, like EPA's 11 open cybersecurity recommendations or HHS's not effective FISMA rating due to large disparities and inadequate contingency plan testing, these point to deeper systemic issues. These aren't just technical shortcomings. They often stem from a lack of consistent governance, inadequate policy enforcement, or fundamental process maturity problems. A technology solution, however advanced or AI-driven it might be, simply cannot solely resolve these organizational and cultural challenges without parallel, sustained efforts in policy reform, comprehensive training, and robust change management strategies. It's a people and process problem just as much as it's a technology one.
You've painted a clear picture of the complexities, and I don't disagree that organizational resistance and process maturity are significant factors. But that leads us directly to our first big question. How urgent is this really? And is LM Envision truly a necessity for these federal mandates and mission requirements? My argument is that the urgency and necessity are driven by these documented deficiencies and, importantly, presidential mandates that demand a fundamental re-architecture, not just, you know, incremental tweaks. Let's take Executive Order 14028 again, demanding zero trust. Implementing zero trust architecture is, well, it's technically infeasible without complete, correlated, and contextualized visibility. Fragmented tools, just by their very nature, create dangerous blind spots that fundamentally undermine ZTA. LM Envision provides that foundational visibility layer and the continuous monitoring absolutely needed.
It's not just about collecting more data. It's the AI's ability to correlate seemingly unrelated events across disparate systems, maybe a login attempt on a mainframe, a network flow in an on-prem data center, and an API call in GovCloud, to predict a potential breach or performance degradation before it becomes critical. That's a transformative shift from reactive firefighting to proactive prevention, and it's something disparate tools, even if you try to stitch them together, simply cannot achieve.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not convinced that necessity implies a singular, indispensable solution for every single agency's specific stage of modernization. While the mandates are indeed clear and pressing, look, many agencies already have substantial investments in other monitoring tools. Think Splunk for log aggregation, maybe SolarWinds for network management, or various cloud-native tools provided by AWS or Azure. Their immediate practical inclination might very well be to augment or integrate these existing systems rather than undertaking a full rip-and-replace strategy, given the immense cost and operational disruption that entails. Now, while Element Vision does boast over 3,000 pre-built integrations, which is impressive, integrating it effectively within a vast, heterogeneous IT landscape to truly achieve a single pane of glass, that still requires significant architectural effort.
And it can, ironically, introduce new complexities or integration points that themselves need managing. Furthermore, the OIG and GAO reports often highlight challenges like, say, incomplete risk assessments or inadequate contingency planning. These are not solely technical problems. They frequently stem from a lack of consistent processes, organizational silos, or workforce skill gaps that a technology solution, even one powered by sophisticated AI, cannot fully address on its own. And while LM Envision's upcoming FedRAMP authorization is certainly a positive, it means it's pre-vetted for federal use, it's important to remember that many other cloud solutions also hold FedRAMP compliance. This doesn't necessarily make LM Envision uniquely essential over other robust compliant platforms for every single use case, especially when agencies are grappling with these really fundamental governance issues.
I hear your point about existing investments, but the sheer scale of documented deficiencies, like HHS's not effective FSMA rating, I mean, that's a critical indicator of its overall security posture, points to a systemic breakdown that incremental augmentations simply can't fix. The current fragmentation is the problem. The value of Element Vision isn't just collecting more data. It's about the AI making sense of it, providing those predictive insights and automated responses that disparate tools, even integrated ones, just can't deliver. Without that capability, agencies are left with dangerous blind spots and a manual reactive approach that is simply no longer sustainable under these new mandates. It's a fundamental shift from knowing you have data to knowing what your data actually means for mission outcomes.
And I would counter that while LM Envision promises that comprehensive meaning, the systemic breakdown you describe often has deeper roots in organizational and cultural inertia that a purely technical solution can't fully address right up front. The making sense of data part absolutely requires human interpretation, it requires a mature security operations center, and it needs well-defined processes to act upon those insights. Introducing a new, comprehensive platform without first addressing those underlying process and skill deficits, well, it risks merely adding another very capable tool to the existing sprawl rather than truly solving the core problem. The focus, especially for agencies in deep remediation mode, probably needs to be on readiness for comprehensive change, not just the availability of a comprehensive tool.
I mean, the most advanced AI in the world can't make policy decisions or enforce them in an organization that isn't truly ready to embrace that level of transformation.
Okay, your focus on the organizational readiness is well taken. That brings us neatly to our second core debate point. If we accept there's some level of need, how do we best prioritize? Which agencies, use cases, personas should an LM Envision engagement strategy focus on? My perspective is that prioritization should be based squarely on highest impact and the most acute, publicly documented pain points. And for me, that puts HHS in tier one. With an over $11 billion annual IT budget and a catastrophic, publicly documented, not effective FISMA rating, plus those large disparities in security maturity across its federated operating divisions, HHS faces what I would call extreme urgency. LM Envision offers a unified, enterprise-wide view of its security posture, helping establish a crucial baseline for FISMA compliance and securing its vast cloud and hybrid deployments, directly addressing those OIG findings. Key personas here.
You're looking at the CIO, the CISO, and major op-div CIOs like those at NIH, CDC, and CMS, specifically targeting FISMA remediation and health IT modernization, and the key federal systems integrators, the FSIs for HHS, would likely include Accenture Federal Services, GDIT, and Booz Allen Hamilton. The problems there are just so large and so well documented that they demand immediate enterprise-level solutions.
Right. I come at that from a bit of a different angle. While HHS certainly has significant acute needs, I think a different prioritization strategy might yield more immediate success and maybe build a stronger foundation for broader adoption across the federal government. My concern with an agency like HHS, especially with that not effective FISMA rating, is that they might be just so overwhelmed so focused on basic fundamental remediation that adopting a full-stack observability platform as a first step is simply too much too soon. Their federated environment, as we discussed, also presents deep organizational and, frankly, political resistance, making it a really high-effort, long-term play for an initial engagement. Instead, I'd probably advocate for more of a quick-wins approach.
Let's focus on agencies or specific programs with a clearer, more contained modernization project, maybe one with existing Technology Modernization Fund, TMF investments, where observability is explicitly needed for ROI measurement or risk mitigation. For instance, EPA's ISIS modernization project or their Central Data Exchange cloud migration. Those are specific, bounded initiatives where LM envisioned to demonstrate rapid value, perhaps focusing on application performance monitoring. That provides a tangible success story that can then be leveraged elsewhere. It builds credibility and internal champions.
I still maintain that for Tier 2, we should highlight agencies like the Department of Interior. They have a clear IMT strategic plan. They have the FCHS2 contract actively driving cloud modernization. And you've got those OIG critiques explicitly citing critical weaknesses in the DOI's cyber risk management and governance for data stored in the cloud. LM Envision can provide that unified security and performance monitoring layer across all services and enable proactive threat hunting for their widely dispersed operations, including those remote and edge environments, which are so critical for them. Key personas would be their OCIO cloud services team and Bureau CIOs, think National Park Service or Bureau of Land Management, focusing on hybrid cloud security monitoring. Booz Allen Hamilton and GDIT are definitely key FSIs there. And across these agencies, the high-impact use cases should focus on hybrid cloud observability for those actively migrating, tool consolidation for IT efficiency, proactive incident prevention through AIOps, continuous compliance and audit support to ease that reporting burden, and, as you noted, remote and edge monitoring for agencies with geographically distributed operations. The clear, documented challenges provide concrete, actionable entry points for LM Envision, where the ROI is immediately apparent.
That's an interesting point about the specific use cases. And yes, the remote monitoring is particularly compelling for an agency like DOI. However, I might frame the FSI engagement differently. Given that federal systems integrators, as the source material notes, influence or control a large share of federal IT implementations, and agencies rarely procure and implement complex IT solutions on their own, maybe prioritizing FSI partnerships with broad reach you mentioned, some key players like Leidos and SAIC for HHS, Accenture Federal Services for DOI, GDIT for EPA, might actually be a more efficient and scalable path to market. Embedding LM Envision into their contract bids, into their managed service offerings, could act as a significant force multiplier. It could amplify impact across multiple projects rather than primarily targeting individual agency CIOs directly, which can be a long sales cycle. I'd also suggest we consider lighthouse accounts. Agencies like the General Services Administration, GSA, which often lead by example in adopting innovative technologies and advise other federal entities on IT modernization, they could be prioritized. A win at GSA could influence many other agencies, even if it doesn't represent the largest immediate deal size itself. And finally, just practically speaking, spreading a sales team's resources too thin across multiple large departments, numerous personas, and a wide array of use cases simultaneously, particularly in these complex federal environments, that could dilute focus and impact. A more concentrated approach on fewer strategically selected entry points, or maybe focusing on key FSIs, might be far more effective in the initial phases to build momentum.
I'm still not convinced that an FSI-first approach, or, you know, deferring to smaller, quick wins, fully addresses the immediate, documented demand we're seeing. While FSI partnerships are absolutely crucial, they often follow where the agency's pain points and existing funding priorities already exist. That not-effective FSMA rating at HHS, for instance, isn't something to be put aside for a smaller project. It's a direct, urgent call to action from auditors and leadership. That's where the budget is. That's where the urgency is, making direct engagement with CIOs and CISOs essential, not just an FSI play. We risk missing the biggest opportunities for impact if we don't engage where the need is most critical and most publicly acknowledged.
And I simply believe that without those initial focus successes,
especially perhaps in less resistant environments where the agency is truly organizationally ready for a comprehensive platform, achieving traction in those deeply challenged and politically complex agencies like HHS becomes an even steeper uphill battle later on. An FSI-first approach, maybe combined with demonstrably successful contained projects, could create the credibility and the momentum needed to then tackle those larger, more complex challenges that, yes, Element Vision is certainly capable of addressing in the long run. It's about strategic sequencing, I think, not about avoiding the hard problems entirely.
We've certainly had a robust discussion today exploring the critical need for U.S. federal civilian agencies to adopt advanced observability solutions like Element Vision, especially to navigate mandates such as Zero Trust and Cloud Smart, and fundamentally accelerate their missions. The documented challenges in departments like HHS, DOI, EPA, and DOE really underscore that traditional IT approaches are simply insufficient anymore. Element Vision's unified visibility, its AI-driven insights, and its upcoming FedRAMP authorization provide, I believe, a direct pathway to operational excellence, enhanced security, and significant cost efficiency, making it a pivotal platform for modernization in these crucial times.
And we've also explored that while Element Vision offers compelling features and, yes, immense potential, the journey to adoption in the federal space is deeply complex. Agencies face not only significant technical hurdles, but also those deeply embedded organizational structures, cultural inertia, and existing process challenges we discussed. The choice of which agencies and personas to prioritize and exactly how to frame the value proposition needs to carefully account for these realities. Perhaps favoring more contained, strategically ready initiatives initially, or maybe leveraging the FSI ecosystem more intensely for foundational success. Ultimately, the most effective path forward requires a careful and nuanced consideration of both the technological capabilities and the unique operational context of each federal entity.
Well, we hope this discussion has provided a deeper understanding of the multifaceted considerations involved in federal IT modernization and the potentially transformative role of unified observability. There is clearly much more to explore in the realm of bringing cutting-edge technology to truly serve the public mission, and the strategic choices made today will undoubtedly shape that future.